From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The G20 summit wraps up in Germany with U.S. President Donald Trump meeting with British Prime Minister Theresa May. Before dawn Saturday, activists demonstrating their displeasure with the summit rioted for a second night. Hamburg police arrested at least 13 people who had stormed one building. Mr. Trump also meets with the leaders of Indonesia, Singapore, Japan, and China. Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that the president put the issue of alleged Russian meddling in U.S. elections at the very top of his agenda when the two leaders held their first face-to-face talks.
It was the most highly anticipated event of this G20 summit. U.S. President Donald Trump sat down with the Russian leader for the first time on the sidelines of the two-day gathering. The meeting was cordial, with Trump telling Putin the U.S. looks forward to, in his words, a lot of very positive things happening for Russia and for the United States. Putin told Trump he was delighted to meet him personally. Trump told Putin he was honored to meet him.
Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
U.S. bombers jointly with South Korean forces conducted rare live fire drills near the border with North Korea, according to the South Korean military. South Korean military said in a statement that the drill was designed to sternly respond to the series of North Korea's ballistic missile launches. The military said that two U.S. B-1B Lancers deployed from Anderson Air Base in Guam, joined by U.S. and South Korean jet fighters in the eastern province, dropped weapons in a simulated destruction of enemy ballistic missile launchers in underground facilities. North Korea has carried out a test launch earlier in the week of an intercontinental ballistic missile. This is VOA News.